Russia has been part of Africa in the liberation struggle, but now that the struggle has become an economic one, Russia doesn't seem to have focused on an important part of the global economic challenge.
It looks as if at the time that Russian investment is waning drastically in Africa, other BRICS members like India and China are taking a firm root in Africa and especially in Ghana as well. What do you think is the way forward, and which areas do you think Russia can capitalize on if it comes to mutual benefit?
As we've been here, we've heard Russia and the things that it wants to do in the areas of oil and gas and renewables and so on. All I'm saying is that Russia has not shown an appreciation of the challenges that we face and the resources that are required and the cooperation that we need in order for us also to move forward as part of this global challenge. And that is something that they may have to focus on. We'll have to also draw their attention to this deficiency, if you put it that way, in the way in which they see Africa. We're not talking about the other BRICS countries that have an African policy. We are not talking about Brazil. We are not talking about India or China. We are focusing on one of the very large BRICS economies, Russia, which has substantial resources, has had an association with Africa, which seems to be minimizing that important aspect of their relationship.
From the discussions and what you've heard, does it seem that Africa stands the chance of getting back with Russia?
Clearly, Africa is too important to be missed by a great country such as Russia. I think that every country has challenges at any particular time, and they focus on those challenges. Maybe currently they are focusing on the challenges in their relationship with America, on the security challenges that are posed to them, on the countries that border them and what they want to do with them. So they are saying that they have not sufficiently focused. They have an African policy, but I think that they have not sufficiently focused on what we see, what we want to do in Africa, and that's what we are drawing their attention to.